You will hold fine sign on Rabbis. You're on top. The Mor says, the Yom HaRofa, Rofa says the second line. The Yom HaRofa, Rofa says, Hai man, the Oigir Aguri Ladavla. If somebody went to hire a workman, Ladavla, like irrigate. Rashi says, Lahashkre Sodas, like to water the fields to make a good irrigation. The Yosa Mitra, and then it started to rain. And Rashi says, Vihishko Isa, and the rain watered the fields. You don't need the man now, you don't need the worker. So say to the Perlim, it's like the Perlim lose out, it's like their mazel that the owner doesn't have to pay them. What about also Nahoru? Let's say the river came and overflowed, and that irrigated the field. Say to the Balabayas. Then the Balabas lose out. In other words, still he has to pay them. Rashi says, why the Perlim ain't yoidim aminik sadeyu? Because the Perlim don't realize this, that the river should overflow and irrigate. Therefore, the Balabas has to pay them. And the Yoyev Lu, Kepoya Bottle, as we had before, the Balabas has to pay them Kepoya Bottle, not like a regular worker, because they're not doing real work. He has to pay them, though, how much a worker would it take to take off that day. That's how much he has to pay them. But in the Reish Shavai space, when it rained, that the workers should realize. The workers have to know that sometimes it could rain and then they won't have work to do. So when they first accepted, like they knew this, therefore it's Selur. The Yom HaRav Russell said, Haiman Diyoger Agurri Ladavlo. A person hired a man to irrigate the field. Uposak Nahara. And the irrigation comes from the river. And the river stopped flowing. From the rivers where the water came. So again, the worker has nothing to do now. There's no work. The Palgadiyam, in the middle of the day, the river stopped. So, Eloy of the Pasik, if it's not normal that I should stop, say to the Perlim, then the Perlim lose out. But over the Pasik, okay. But over the Pasik, let's say it's normal that this river stops sometimes. So then, Ibnei Mosa, if the Perlim live in this city, so that they should know that sometimes the river stops, say to the Perlim, then the Perlim lose out. They don't get paid. La Bnei Mosa, that if they don't belong from the city, then said to the Balabayas. Then it's the Balabas' Tzedah, like you should have told them, because the Perlim don't have to realize this. So again, the Reisha, the owner, also doesn't realize it, because it's Loi Ovid the Posik. Then we say the Perlim is their mazel, they will have lost out. Only in a case where the owner should have known about it. It happens. And the Perlim are not supposed to know about it. So then the Balabas loses out. Because then we say the Balabas should have told the workers. The Yom HaRav also said, Haiman the Ogre Agure Leavidite. If somebody hired a workman to do work for him, Vishalom Avidite Vapagodiyama. And the person did the work in half a day. You hired him to work for you for the day, and half the day he finished the job. So, Iyis Leavidite Denicha Mino. If you have another job that's easier than the first job, Yoivlu, you have a right to give it to him. Like you hired him for that day, you're paying him for the day, so you have a right to give him more work to do. Inami di kavoso, or even if you have another job, it's just the same amount of work, then maskudlu, you could give it to him. But the koshim, you know, if you only have work that's harder than the first work, loy maskudlu, then you can't give it to him. Because you have the right to say, like, for this I didn't accept, I only accepted a certain amount of work, not more than that. For noisom lem, skor mishalim. And then you have to pay them the full wages, even though they're not working, but you're tough, like, you don't have what to give to them, so you have to pay them full wages. Full wages. The question is, am I, why? The lace of Luke Kapoya Bottle. According to the second half of the day, the worker is not doing any work. So you should have to pay him only like a worker that's not working. Why do you have to give him full salary? And the Gemara, Kikama Rav, when does Rav say? You have to pay him completely. The Uchlishin de Mechuza. We're talking about workmen of Mechuza. Dilai Avdi, if they don't do work, how should they feel bad? These workmen, Rashi says, the Mechuzah Shu Irosh Rava, have they been a Yodam or a Gilim, Los Eis Masoy Tamid. They're always used to carrying bundles. They're Kashay Yashvin. And when they sit the tailing without doing any work, Koshlim bothers them. So such a worker that can't stay, it can't stand it, to be without work, him, if you have no work, you have to pay him anyway, because he doesn't enjoy to be bottled. A normal worker would take off from his salary in order to have work. But such a person, though, he wouldn't take off at all. Therefore, you have to pay him the complete salary. Oh, Mama, what we just say? shaman lehen es masha osui. You have to pay them according to the work that they did. So now, case said, what's the case? Hoyoyo for shisha dinrin. Again, you hired a worker to do, to make a beggar for you. And he did half of it, and then he stopped. So let's say, and you paid him two sloyim, which is, and now it came out that the second half, Hoyoyo shisha dinrin. It will cost you now six dinrin, a seller and a half, to have it done. Still, noisim lan seller. Still, you have to give them a seller for the half of the job that they did. Why? Because Sabri Rabbon, the Tanakhama, the Rabbon of the Mishnah holds that Yad Poyel Al Hal Yoyna, the hand of the Poyel, the work, his hand is on top. So the job he did halfway. The half that he did, he gets good pay. Half of the pay he's supposed to get. If you made up to give him two sloyim for the job, and he did half of it, you have to pay him one seller. Even though it's going to cost the owner now six dinyan, a seller and a half, to have it finished. Still, Yad Poyel Al Hal Yoyna. Like Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, Ki avodai heim, lo yavodim liyavodim. You're supposed to be an ever to Hashem and not a slave to another slave. So therefore, your hand is aliyena. Like, we don't like you to be a slave altogether. Therefore, you get the better benefit. Or else the case, or else, or yigma malachton, the yitlo shnei sloyim, or else you tell them, finish the job, and then you'll get your $2, two sloyim. But the more sheet, of course. Like, why not? The more says, let's read the case is, the yaikar avidita. That really the work went up. Rashi says, Hukru Poylim. Now the wages for the workmen went up. The Imru Poylim, and the Poylim wanted to stop working, that they wanted to stop from you, and they'll get a job someplace else, and they'll get better pay. The Yozo Balabai Yusufaisinu. The Balabas went and talked to him and said, no, please do me a favor, finish off the job. Said, so, now the same I would have thought to say, Motsu Amrule, that the Poylim could say to the Balabas, you know why we accepted to finish off the job? Because we thought you meant to say to give us more pay. Like we wanted to stop halfway, because we're worth it to work someplace else, we'll get more money. Now you talk to us into saying, we thought you meant to pay us more. Kamash Ron, the Chiddush is no. The Yomalhu, that the owner has the right to say, what I meant to say is, I'll make sure to give you good food and good to drink. That's what I'm going to fire you. Not that I would pay you more money. So therefore, the owner does not have to pay you more. That's the Chiddush. You'll only get two sloy for finishing. Then it says, Sela, Naisim Lam Sela. Let's say half the job that was done was worth a Sela, and to get another worker to finish off, it also only cost the owner a Sela. So then you pay the first worker a Sela. So the more treats, of course. Like you did half the job, and it's going to cost you the same amount to have it finished, so of course you deserve to get his half. Let's read for the Chiddush is, that the workers now, the pay went down. So like this. That at the beginning when the owner first hired this worker, he hired him on a cheaper salary. At the beginning, work was very cheap. So when the owner went to hire this workman, the Balabas said, you know what, I'll give you an extra dollar. Like most people only get three sloyim for the job. And he said, I'll give you four sloyim. Well, the sloyim at the end, when it came to finish off the job, the yaik ravidite. Now workmen, everybody gets $4. Vekom b'tfei zuzei. And now everybody gets paid like the extra dollar that he gets. That's normal pay. So now again, he stopped in the middle. So Ma'abatam, I would have thought to say, Amrulei, tfei zuzei amatalon. Tvei zuzi havlon. Listen, you told me to give him like a dollar more than usual. So since now everybody gets a seller, maybe Shav Kim even a little bit more. Kamashlon, the Chiddush is no. The Yomalu, the owner can say back to the workers, Kiyam luchu tvei zuza, when did I say I'll give you an extra dollar? Tlehevi kim luchu, when everybody else wasn't getting this much. But hashta kim luchu, now that everybody's getting this much, that's it. I'm not going to go higher than that. The Rashi says, Shakil moitlim selakrit vaynchim. I didn't say I'll give you more. I only meant to say before people getting less, so I'll give you an extra dollar. But now I'm not going to go up, even though everybody else is getting this much. So what? But I didn't make it tonight to pay you more. We have Deis in the Mishnah says, Rabbi Deis Yainer, Shomin Len, Esmar Shostili Yosef. No, we look upon how much it's going to cost the owner to have the job finished, and from that he deducts to pay the first worker. Well, the first worker did half the job, and quit in the middle. That means, Let's say Tavis finished. It's going to cost the owner 6 dinars, a seller and a half. Therefore, Nisim Lem Shekel, he only gives the first worker a shekel for the half of the job. Not a complete seller, not 2 shkolim, but only 1 shekel, because it's going to cost him 6 dinars to have it finished. What's the svara of Rabbeisi? Kisavar Rabbeisi holds, Yad Pearl Allah Tachtoin, no, the Yad of the Pearl is on below. That means the owner wins out. So the owner does not have to pay more than 2 shloim. So if it's going to cost him 6 dinars to have it finished, he could only pay, he only have to pay you a shekel. 2 dinars. Then it says, Yigmu Malachtim, Yitl Shnei Shloim, because the Baal HaBos tells his worker, or else finish it, and I'll give you 2. For the Gemara of Pshit, of course I'll get 2. The Gemara says, no, L'Tzrich of the Chiddush is, Tizah L'Avidite, that really the workers went down, the price went down now. V'yema Baal HaBayis, so the Baal HaBos wanted to quit, they wanted to fire them, and to listen, I don't want to pay you these high wages, I'll fire you, and I'll get new workers that charge much less. V'yozul Poylim, and the Poylim went, the workers went, Ufaisu, and they went to like Nefayas, talk over nicely with the Baal HaBos to please keep them. See, so now the same I would have thought to say, Motsi Yomalu, the Baal HaBos could say back to the workers, Adaita Debatri Suli Miyagrayu, I only agree to take you back